famous story that the Koyres asked his parents in Purim and Pesach. The guy was walking in the street and he fell into a big pit. He broke his hands, his legs, his back. The guy that was passing there. And he saw it. He was shocked. What was going on? He ran, called the ambulance. They took care of him. Put him together. Took him to the hospital. They said he'll stay handicapped all of his life. The guy sold his house and bought a house on the bottom floor with a ramp. Got a private nurse to be 24 hours with him. Got him an electric chair. Kids of the whole city, it was mamashak. This guy changed his life. Everything is around this guy. Taking care of him, supporting his family. Everyone came to get brachas from the guy. Mamash. What could be better from this guy? People were standing in line to get brachas. Then one person asked him, why are you so good? He said, what do you mean, why I'm so good? I'm the one that I dug this pit. I made this hole, and I caused this guy to be sick. I broke his legs. I have to take care of it. So that Mikoyles asked his parents, what was the ganze zach? Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. He put us in, and he took us out. Shekech. Yitzyenu, le'ad imaloch, le'ad isoloch, v'shbochu, b'chvoy le'yu be'at. Shekech. He put us in. He put us out. Making a ganze tarara out of this. What is the big deal? What is the big deal? Purim and Pesach have shaychus. Both of them are Yom Tovs that Be'etzem coming to Mechazik de Emunah. Purim and Pesach. And the Sforim is bought that in Pesach you have to work and kas. Not to come to Lichlal kas. Very important in Pesach not to come to Lichlal kas. Biur Chometz. Chometz is Sa'ur Shabaiso, it blows up, it makes a person to be angry. Pesach, you have to work against Kas. It's famous that what the Rebbe said, that the person that breaks Kas, Skilu, he fasts, 1,000 fasts, when he wins the Yetzer of Kas. Ke'elef ta'anirs. Oh, one of the rabbis, I forgot his name. A couple came over to get divorced. She wants the salmon, he wants the gefilte fish. So the rabbi called his rabbis and he asked her, what happened to my matzahs this year? So the rabbi said, got all white, red. He said, don't worry, just tell them what happened. This rabbi, you know, you bake them on a Pesach afternoon. And he had for the koyan, he had like 10 koyanim that would do the matzah. The lady was like 10 levim. And he throws, and he would do the yichudim and the kavanas. And then, you know, every matzah was wrapped separately. It was like, yana. And he would have it in a special place. And a poor person came before Yontif and he wanted matzahs. And the Rebbe said, in a mistake, she gave the Rebbe's matzah. She had the mistake. So she decided, that's the difference. You think the Rebbe knows the difference of the matzah? She took one matzah, she wrapped it like the kohen, like the lady. And she said, we'll see. And the Seder came. Taka was the same Seder. He said, Vice Tois, the God's Mises with the Matzah is a Gomish. Now I asked her, what happened to my Matzahs? So you told him, you think I didn't know what happened? So because of that, I will say something to my wife to make her to feel bad the whole yontem. What do you think that is what I will do? Never. Are you fighting if your wife will do gefilled the fish or salmon? Pesach is for not getting angry. I remember one year, went to America. Meaning, then his mind go to America, to Mechazik, America. So I'm saying, going to America and Canada, no, and that year, when I spoke, was not to get Bekaz. Every year, you have that rush of that year. I came back. I thought, oh, I know this year that'll be my Nisar. Okay? My wife is doing Pesach. Shabbos HaGodol was like 2 days before Pesach, or 3 days. Erev Shabbos was doing the whole Pesach ready. And she calls me, I'm in Geula. She asked the kid to bring sugar. And the kid, in a mistake, went to the Chometz closet. He opened it, he took off the tape. And she used the sugar. And now she looks inside, she sees the cornflakes, little bits are left in the sugar. So everything. I thought, okay, at least we'll have Shabbos good food to eat. Started to cook again. This was like Yom Chamishi in the morning. She started to cook. She calls me 7 o'clock in the evening. The oven broke. So I can't get angry. I know I can't get angry. So she managed. Got a new oven. She put everything in the fridge, and we ate Shabbos HaGodol. We didn't eat in the house. We ate out. Like, you know, this place to make Shabbos HaGodol across the street. But that's yeah. Huh? That was Badatz. I said Badatz. I said Badatz. So Yeshiva's Dvar Yerushalayim was created by Badatz. We come home, the kids claim that there's a bad smell of the house. So, in the middle of the night, we hear like a noise, the pipe outside busted. Like a flood. All the toilet and everything was coming in, you know, after everything was coming for Pesach, it was amazing. Say it. They fixed, but the kids are cleaning, there's a very bad smell in the house. Kids were looking around. The mice that we found is coming from the fridge. The molder in the fridge broke Friday night. All the food that my wife cooked for the second time went off. I told her, while I spoke about not getting angry for Pesach, I don't have a suffix that this is the Nisoyan this week. So yeah, we fix the fridge, we come back in the Seder, and that year, a lot of times I get very angry, that year I was working on myself. I told my wife, it's only the beginning of the Avodah of the Seder. I'm telling you, you have to be ready. And the kids were fighting with it, will sit, it was embarrassing, I'm going to get a shot. Seder, but we'll come. We sat down, everything was good, we poured the kais, and my son, in mistake, gives me a bang, and everything becomes red, completely. My kittel, everything. I had to even go to the room to change pants. Everything was like so wet from wine. I said, now I'm ready for the Seder. I managed not to get angry. Why is so important? Why does Sforim say this? Bihu Chometz means the kas. In Alamo, if every house, you know, the most tension is Erev Pesach. People think it's because of the cleaning. It's not, because that is the Avodah state. The Avodah is the Horayah, don't think because you have to clean. Even the people that are not Machmir, they know Halachas, and they clean like a Meratzik, they also yell and scream, yeah? No Shaykhs. Because Erev Pesach is not to get angry, and the main of that is the Avodah. Shall I know why? Chazal say, Koyas, Kilo Eivir Avodah Zohar. And someone is Koyas, he's Eivir Avodah Zohar. Why? You doing to me, why I'm angry? I believe it's you. The more angry you are, the more you believe that it's that guy doing it to you. Like I said, I don't know, when you fall on the floor, you don't hit the floor. Only if you're a baby. Why? Because there's no tzedek, it's the floor. Someone is sick, and there's no doctor to fix it. You have a kind of pit bull, there's no medicine. So what do? You bang your nose in the wall? No. But if you go to the hospital and you make an appointment, the doctor cancels. Now there's no doctor to see you. The doctor to cancel, right? I have to call one desk on it. What's the difference if Hashem gave me a machla and there's no doctor, or Hashem took away the doctor and the doctor didn't want? But the Vedas. The more we get angry, we believe that the other person did it to us. This is the teva of the person. Pesach is not allowed to get angry. Why Pesach is not allowed to get angry? Why Pesach is not allowed to get angry? The answer is, the avodah of Pesach is emuna and bo'ah. Shelo yevulenu velo yazikenu echod me'anivroim zulosi haboyre yizborach. No one could do to us bad. They could want, they could try, and no one could do to us bad. They could want and they could try. The spitz of emunah and bo'ira olam is midnight leil haseder, when we don't like the door. Not going out of it. Leil shimurim, we are not scared. We are not scared. We know everything is bo'ira olam. When you live with such a emunah, so nothing can happen to you. When you live with Einan Milvadoi, you protect it. Our problem is that we don't live with Einan Milvadoi. Famous Rabbi Saul Salanda that gave a shmuz. But if a person buys a lottery and he believes in Bitochon Mole that he will win, if he has to win, he for sure will win. So it was a Talmud that worked on himself for a couple of days, and he went and he bought it. I think it was 500,000 ruble. And Imamish believed in himself. He was going to Rav Yeshiva. Choshevi guy, Imamish believed that he's going to get 500,000 ruble. Rabbi Yisrael sent someone the night before to buy it from him for 489,000 ruble. The guy told him, listen, I see you so convinced. I know you will win. So I want to buy your winning for 489. The Talmud was masking. The soul said, if you know for sure tomorrow you have 500,000, why to sell it for 11,000 less? The answer is, just in case. So you didn't have emunah. We don't have 100% emunah. So the mele, we're not protected. The less we have emunah, we're not protected. The peak of Leil HaSeder is, I know it's you. In that moment, don't lock the door. No one can do nothing to you. That is the spitz of the Leil Shimurim. Someone is angry, he believes that someone could do to him. For example, I remember I was sitting once and I was speaking to him in a place, such a chizuk, everything is from Hashem, and Gamzu L'Toivo, and it was in Manhattan, and I had to get to Baltimore. I left myself an hour and a half. I don't know how far it is, but I left myself an hour and a half to get from Manhattan to Baltimore. The guy told me he would drive very quick. Because if we start to drive, we get stuck in traffic. And the guy made like a wrong turn, and this is it, yeah? And I told the guy, why you did it? And I told myself, 2 hours of shmooze about believing in Hashem and not getting angry, a second later yelling at the guy that drove in the wrong aisle. So your whole shmooze, you're not holding it. It's easy to talk. And what happens? I'll be late to the Sheriff Lachas in Baltimore. But anyway, these people, I couldn't eat by them anyway. Couldn't eat. I'm sure not because Baltimore. I just remember till the day, because I was like sitting and holding myself not to eat. This is the teva of the person. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants leman tesaper be'oz lebincho u'ben bincho asher yisalalti be'mitzrayim was a nisayon for Klal Yisrael to go in, become better people. We needed the Golus of Mitzrayim. That was the Kurah Hituch to make Klal Yisrael to become Klal Yisrael. Without that, Klal Yisrael will not become Klal Yisrael. We needed the Kurah Hituch of Mitzrayim to become Klal Yisrael. Without that, there's no Klal Yisrael. Without that, there's no Klal Yisrael. So be made. Without that, there's no Klal Yisrael. We have to get there. I want to explain to you. If you don't come ready for Leil HaSedar, and you think that in the middle of the night you will feel these feelings, they will never happen. If you feel that in the middle of the night these feelings will happen, they will never happen. You have to work on it. The first preparation was Purim. We believe, like we said, from the wine, we believe everything is from the Ribbono Shel Olam. What is the difference Purim and Pesach? Couple things. First, Purim, nothing bad really happened to Klal Yisrael. In Mitzrayim, we suffered. Thousands of kids didn't make it. Chazal said there were neshamas that did not have to make it. They didn't have to make it. But Hashem made it for our good. Not only what we see in the end is good. Klal Yisrael could be suffered, people could be shecht for like this creating Klal Yisrael. Like we don't understand the Holocaust. We don't understand it, and we can't explain it, and we're not trying to explain it. But as a Meshulah di Kazakh, after the war, out of nowhere, Klal Yisrael became such a nation. Such a umma, so much tahira. Lo yu'uman ki yasutma. Doesn't mean that we have the Gedolim from before. But so much tahira. Hashem made to show Tantzvah Be'akim, to show the Shlita of the whole world. The animals, the Teva, everything is B'ri'ayim. And Hashem showed in the end the closeness to Klal Yisrael. Vayitzeisi velokachti vegoalti. And He took us out and He was meshabed us that we have to listen to Hashem. Now, the nisoyim before that is to get angry and not to believe that everything is from Hashem. That is the nisoyim. But if a person manages in the Achon LePesach, if a person manages in the Achon LePesach to get to that Madrega, to get to that place, he's lucky. He's lucky. Hashem gave special food to eat. For sure, I'll be there. Sforim, it's chometz, it's iso, it's kas, it's nipuach. Even without that, it's special food. We belong to Hashem. Not only that we only eat kosher, now in the kosher we only eat that specific things. We eat matzah. Matzah, people go to the hotels, they have a bit more larger. You know, what to choose out. Menu. Menu, range. Yeah? But the yesod is that in Pesach I can't even eat what I want to eat. I remember Hashem the whole time. I'm eating matzah because Hashem took me out of Mitzrayim. You need to live 7 days in that emunah. So how are you getting ready for Lila Seder? First thing is, you try from Rosh Chodesh Nisan not to get angry. Hashem. Not to get angry. Smile. Not to get angry. Try to take from now till Lila Seder, till midnight. If you do it tonight, a little bit later. Not to get angry. And you will see, if you will decide to do it, wow, it will come. Why? Because when you're not getting angry, it's not that I'm trying to work now, to work on gas. By not getting angry, you manage to raise your bar that you believe in Hashem. You're living that Hashem is doing it. And every day we know Hashem means for our good. As a Kura Barza, this is the way we are made. This is the way we created. You're asking why? Chveistish. You're asking how? Chveistish. But this is what we're living in. And we're living in Gamis Agoy Asher Yehavoyu Dano Noich. I believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of who has to be taken care of. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvoido yub'atzmo will make sure that Klal Yisrael will stay Klal Yisrael. And he showed us the Ahava. So, you write that in Purim we saw it in one day, and in Pesach we saw it. What is the difference? Rashi says, Mishlichas Olam Ba'am B'simcha, Yom Shnas and Nisim Yisrael, Purim and Pesach, Rashi and Tainis, Zayin, Chavtes. Why? And Purim, in a way, we didn't see Hashem. We believe, but people could tell you, the story happened. Yetzias Mitzrayim would not be in the way that it would be. You would say it's a kind of revolution. Russia fell, communists fell, British fell, countries fall, Assad is almost falling, or not, yeah? But in our days, Egypt, yeah, it was the Arabs and they took over, it was the whole Arab Spring, yeah? Hashem did in Mitzrayim miracles, shaloi kederech atem. Now that people will say, you know, the Yidden took over and they went down, chashmonoi. What do you think? The people that are not Shem Atayah things? Makabim. Yeah? They take the Mogen Dovid, they're Makabim. It's a symbolized for strong people. Tzias Mitzrayim is not symbolized for strong people. Because we have to believe that Hashem could take care of us. And if He needs the water, we become blood. The frogs will come out. The water will be split. Because Hashem takes care of Klaus. So if He told me not to lock the door tonight, I could trust Him. Again, La Loche, I'm not saying. Another kind of person can say, if it's not dangerous, or if you're really holding there, I said, half a million is half a million, not 489, yeah? Then you can leave the door open. Then you mekayim the Aloha, the Sapa, the Tzias Mitzrayim. But this is the lake. This is the lake. My shvas is over from Rabbele Lopyan. Chol amar bele Sapa, the Tzias Mitzrayim, marize meshubach. Miloshen, the Rambam says, אפילו כולנו חכמים, אפילו כולנו נבוינים, אפילו כולנו יוידים וסכול התאיר כולו, מצווה עלינו לסבא ובציאס מצרים. שכל המסבא ובציאס מצרים, כל הלילה הרי זה משובח. רמה מסך זה שק, שק עולם מסבא, זה שק. רמה ממשל, אפילו כולנו חכמים, אפילו כולנו נבוינים, אפילו כולנו יוידים וסכול התאיר כולו, מצווה לסבא ובציאס מצרים, שק עולם אמר בהרי זה משובח. He said that Meshubach is Meloshen Karka Meshubachas. The more you say, you become a better person. It's not only knowledge information. If it's knowledge information, kulanu chachomim, kulanu nevayim, kulanu yayinu bezakir, kulanu. Again? What I'm saying again, I mean, I know the story. Already, guy tries to find another pirush. And the new agoda that came out, he tried to come out with another pirush. No. The idea is, we say it over. Shekol amar be'arei ze meshubach, you become better. Emuna is the more you speak, the more you get. Rabbi Saul Salanter says that the emes emuna is clear. Hashem made that emuna is not clear because if not, would be no Nisoyah. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Mo Hashem Shoyim Limcho, it's so clear. It's so clear. Emuna is so clear. Movas. When you're far away, you don't see it. The more you work on it, the more you have it. The more you work on it, the more you have it. So the Mele, what I'm saying is one sach. It's coming, we have to work on this emuna pshuta. Every Kiddush, Zeicher Liyetzias Mitzrayim, Zeicher Liyetzias Mitzrayim. Since Mitzrayim had these three things, everything is Hashem, Hashem is Shoylet on everything, Hashem loves Klal Yisrael, and we became a nation, Meshua Bogim LaHashem. He saved us. And the more you live in, Mayatelo is a Siyata Dishmaya. People ask for Eitzah, I say, Alamo is not to get angry, and to learn maybe Shara B'tochon, or Emuno B'tochon from the Chazanish. A little kvias every day. During these 2 weeks. And you come to Pesach, you see the Siyata Dishmaya. Yisrael says, when Hashem opens the window, it's clear. Avram didn't know who is Achi Hitzitzol of Balabiro. When it's Hitzitzol of Baladiro, it was clear. It was clear. It has to be Hitzitzol of Balabiro. And we'll be Schazek, Be'ezes Hashem, we will have this Yachad Shem.